السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ نحمدہ ونصلی علی رسول الکریم اما بعد وی آل نو وٹ دی کنڈیشنز آر اراؤنڈ دی ورلڈ اینڈ اسپیشلی اوور دی پاسٹ ٹو اور تھری ڈیز دی بومبنگ آف دی پیلسٹینینز دی بومبنگ آف دی غزہ اسٹرپ. And just for the sake of one soldier, one Israeli soldier, collective punishment, bombard the whole Palestinian community. Now this is something that has become very common. We are living in times which are very, very volatile, very dangerous, full of fitnas, full of corruption, full of mischief. But the unfortunate and sad part is that we as Muslims, the only thing we do is we pass some comments. The Israelis should not do this. Bush and Blair should not do this. Or we curse them. We pass a few words of lanat and curse and we think we have done our duty. We have failed to take lessons from whatever is happening, whether near us or distant places from us. The ummah being just one body, one soul, so we have to feel the pain and the suffering of anyone, anywhere, in any part of the world, who is a believer in Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But then what else can we do but make dua from this part of the world? What more can we do besides making use of the lobbies that are there as means? But the real thing is to turn towards Allah Ta'ala. He is the one who can change conditions. And the Muslims have to change their conditions themselves. Just in the name of Islam, shouting slogans will not change conditions. وَإِن تَتَوَلَّوْ يَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُوا أَمْثَالَكُمْ. If you are going to turn away, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is not talking about replacing us with just one individual. If one person turns away, so one individual Allah Ta'ala brings into Islam. إِن تَتَوَلَّوْ يَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala will change you, bring about another whole nation in your place. And they will not be like you. That means they will not be like us, negligent, indifferent, not taking lessons, not heeding the advices of Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They will be not those who perform one salat a day or no salat a day and still consider themselves as perfect Muslims, giving input into all the different aspects of life of a Muslim, addressing seminars and conferences, but no namaz, no roza, no zakat, no hajj. So then Akbar Allahabadi says, Phir khushi kya hai iski ke koi gent hai ke koi judge. Na namaz hai, na roza, na zakat hai, na hajj. To phir khushi iski kya hai ke koi gent hai to koi judge. Azan rahi ruhe bilali na rahi. Falsafa raha talqeen ghazali na rahi. Azan rahi ruhe bilali na rahi. Falsafa raha تلقین غزالی نہ رہی. مسجد مرسیاں خواہ ہیں کہ نمازی نہ رہے. مسجد مرسیاں خواہ ہیں کہ نمازی نہ رہے. یعنی وہ صاحب اوصاف حجازی نہ رہے. Go around in this winter month, look at the masajid, fajr time. So if one of our masjids anywhere in the world, any masjid has to be bombed, destroyed, damaged, somebody has to throw some filth or dirt in that masjid, then rightfully we all become very, very worried, concerned, protest marches, and everything we will do. But what was that masjid for? Just to keep claiming it's our masjid. So it is indeed very sad We can't even read those articles or listen to that news. That just for the sake of one person, it is as if there's war on the whole Palestinian society. And yet how many they have killed. How many they have killed. How many they have made shaheed. How many Muslims have become shaheed and martyred due to the bombs that rained upon them. Innocent people. How many of them lost their lives. So we must understand that these are all decisions made by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. For some people, they will be means of elevation of their status and rank and position and get shahadat. And for some people, it will be an azab of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That you have forgotten me, you are not turning towards me, you are still looking for those straws to clutch upon. Your hope is still in those corridors from where all this mischief is orchestrated. Still you are turning towards that same America and that same United Nations and the same powers of the world who are the very cause of your grief and your misery and your problems. So then how do you expect Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's rahmat? So from this afternoon, as I said many a times, it happens that some Naat Sharif or some Nazam or some Hamd or whatever is relevant just seems to come on my tongue. And from this afternoon it is Siwaye Tere Koi Tikana Nahi Hai Ya Rab Jidhar Bhi Jaun. After listening to that news broadcast, then this is what start coming on. So we'll read that. Open some windows there, tell it some breeze coming.
Siwaye Tere Koi Tikana नहीं है यार अब जिधर भी जाऊं सिवाय तेरे कोई ठिकाना नहीं है यार अब जिधर भी जाऊं किसे गमे जानो दिल सुनाऊं किसे में जख्मे जिगर दिखाऊं सिवाय तेरे कोई ठिकाना नहीं है यार अब जिधर भी जाऊं किसे गमे जानो दिल सुनाऊं किसे में जख्मे जिगर दिखाऊं
सिवाय तेरे कोई ठिकाना नहीं है यार अब जिधर भी जाऊं द पर्सन कैन ट्राई Go north, go south, east, west, go up to the skies, land on the moon, land on Mars and Jupiter and every other planet, and go deep down the ocean and bring out all the jewels from there, all the pearls from there, and dig deep into the earth and take out all the oil and the gold and the silver and the uranium and platinum. Do everything that you can. Nothing wrong. Make use of them as means. But siwaye tere koi tikana nahi hai ya rab jidhar bhi jaun. All these things are in the control of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He is the one who is going to make a decision whether these things must be of benefit to us or those very things which we think are going to be of benefit to us to become a means of our destruction. That decision will be made there. It doesn't depend on what we have in our hands. The decision is made by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, whether that business is going to be of benefit to us or that same business will become the means of our mouth and our death. How many people, that same business, they went there, the next thing their life was gone in that same business. How many people, those same businesses became a means of their destruction. They earned plentiful, but they neglected their duties towards Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. So they made millions, but the children that were reared in those homes, who had no deen and no sharia, no Quran and no sunnah, those very children became the means of the destruction of the parents. How many children shot their own parents, or became the means of destruction for their parents? Or they just waited for the parents to go, and after that they squandered all the wealth within a couple of days. So the decisions are made by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Therefore, we have to turn towards you. Siwaye tere koi tikana nahi hai ya Rab, jidhar bhi jaun. We must believe in it. It is not a question of just theory. Theories, they do a lot in schools, in colleges, universities, and in the labs of the world. Lots of theories. Islam is not theory. Islam is practical way of life. This is not a theory that we're talking about. It must be our yaqeen, it must be our conviction, it must be our belief, it must be deep rooted in our hearts that siwaye tere koi tikana nahi hai ya Rab, jidhar bhi jaun. Turn whichever direction you wish to. But as I repeatedly mentioned, that we must not come to conclusions that if we see somebody murdered, somebody killed, somebody hijacked, somebody's property burned down, somebody's car stolen, somebody's home destroyed, then all that is azab of Allah Ta'ala. It's not always an azab of Allah Ta'ala. For many, many people, it is just a test of their patience, of their sabr, and Allah Ta'ala wants to reward them with plentiful in return. And for people like us who are day and night just disobedient to Allah Ta'ala, then of course we must consider it as eye-openers, shake-ups, and wake-up calls. When you go to the hotels, they say must inform the reception about wake-up call. Because your flight is in the morning, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, so you could oversleep. So they say must inform the reception for wake-up call. So no matter how fast asleep you are, but if you have told them that 3 o'clock in the morning must give you a wake-up call, then they will buzz and buzz until you get up. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala also gives wake-up calls. That we must get up. We must not oversleep. We must not miss those flights to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, which connect us to Allah Ta'ala.
Siwaye tere koi tikana nahi hai ya Rab, jidhar bhi jaun. Kise ghame jaano dil sunaun, kise me zakhme jigar dikhaun.
To whom must I complain of the pain of my heart, my grief, my sorrow? Looking at the condition of the ummah, our hearts are grieved, full of pain, full of sorrow. But Ya Allah, to whom do we express this? Who is there to listen to us? Who is there that can help us? Who is there that can come to our assistance? Siwaye tere koi tikana nahi hai ya Rab, jidhar bhi jaun. May Allah Ta'ala make this our condition, that we truly believe in this, that besides Allah Ta'ala is no one. You can turn whichever direction you wish to.
ये दुनिया वाले तो बेवफा हैं, वफा की कीमत से बेखबर हैं। ये दुनिया वाले तो बेवफा हैं, वफा की कीमत से बेखबर हैं। फिर उनको दिल दे के जिंदगी को जफा से आहंग क्यों बनाऊं? ये दुनिया वाले तो बेवफा हैं, वफा की कीमत से बेखबर हैं। फिर उनको दिल दे के जिंदगी को जफा से आहंग क्यों बनाऊं?
How much more must we test those who are not loyal, not faithful friends? They are enemies. They are dressed in sheep's clothing. They are wolves in sheep clothing, sheepskin. But the Muslim countries of the world truly believe that these are their friends. Dunya wale to bewafa hai. Wafa ki qeemat se bekhabar hai. What do they know? What is loyalty? What is faithfulness? What is trustworthiness? Nothing but diplomacy, diplomacy, and diplomacy is the art of speaking lies in these days. The more a person has mastered the art of speaking lies, we say is a diplomat. Aajkal yehi hai na, aur kya hai, bas yehi diplomat hai.
ये बुत जो मोहताज है सरापा गुलाम उनका बनो तो क्यों कर ये बुत जो मोहताज है सरापा गुलाम उनका बनो तो क्यों कर गुलाम का भी गुलाम बनकर मैं अपनी कीमत को क्यों घटाऊं ये बुत मोहताज है सरापा गुलाम उनका बनूं तो क्यों कर गुलाम का भी गुलाम बनकर मैं अपनी कीमत को क्यों घटाऊं.
Everyone in this world, whether he's a king, whether he's a ruler, whether he's a multi-billionaire, or he's got trillions, or he's got all the oil wealth of the world, or he's got all the ammunition, everything, whatever the person may have, they are all ghulams of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. They are ghulams of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. They are not masters of everything as we think they are. If they were total owners of everything that they possessed, then what they had should not have parted from them at any time in their lives, and nor should they have departed from what they have accumulated, because they are owning it, they are masters, they are total masters, so nothing must then depart from them, and nor must they part from it. Telling somebody, he said, Napoleon Bonaparte. He said, they teach us that in history. But then we know what happened at Waterloo. So I said, whether you know or you don't know very much about what happened to Napoleon's bones, whether they fell apart or not, and what happened in Waterloo, that will be no consequence. What is important is how to use the water in the loo. Because if your istinja is not right, then qabar azab will take place. So that is the important thing. Whether his bones fell apart or not, what who's going to worry about? So ye but, I mean, they are all idols. And they are muhtaj of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. All the time they are muhtaj, they are in need, they are dependent on Allah Ta'ala. So why should we become so dependent on them? Yes, this is a world of means, so we will say that you have to have business relationship, you have to have business contacts, you have to have political contacts, you have to have all the other necessary contacts and make use of the means in the corridors of power to get whatever is rightfully due. That is a different story. But to truly believe that our destiny lies in their hands, whichever way they wish to turn us, that is how they can do. That means our whole life now, the destiny is in their hands. So then we are becoming ghulams of the ghulams of Allah Ta'ala. They are ghulams, slaves, and we are becoming slave of the slave. So why should I become a slave of a slave? So build up this attachment with Allah Ta'ala. Then make use of the means. That was the lesson that the Sahaba-e-Kiram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in taught us. That they made this contact with Allah Ta'ala first. And then they made use of the means. Then even if those means were not sufficient, but Allah Ta'ala then put victory into those means. Look at all the battles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
ये माना हमने चमन में खुश रंग गुल से बुलबुल है मस्त शैदा, मगर नशे मन जो आरजी हो तो उसको मस्कन में क्यों बनाऊं।
The nightingale sings, but the nightingale also does not know that after some time this flower is going to wither, it's going to fall, and then it's going to turn to dust. So it is arzi, it is temporary. So why should I give my heart to things which are just temporary nature? Everything that we possess, everything that we have, whatever it may be, if only we understand this philosophy, and it's not a very, very difficult philosophy to understand, that it's all arzi, it is all temporary. We have seen people dying. We have seen people leaving behind big, big mansions, big, big bungalows, big, big palaces, big, big oil wells. We have seen them leaving and going. And we know what happened to them in the qabr. They turned to dust. So then we must consider whatever we have got as arzi. Don't give our life to it. Day and night just chasing to make our life comfortable. That's all. And yet we know that it is arzi, it is temporary. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala provides rizq, get it in a halal way, and make use of it, nobody stops. But to neglect salat, to neglect zakat, to neglect our ibadat, to neglect some zikr, to neglect quality family life, everything is neglected, just accumulation of the material things. So then you see, we're becoming like that nightingale who is singing away in the love of that flower. But after some time there will be autumn, the flower will wither, perish and turn to dust.
مجھے تو اختر سکون دل گر ملا تو بس اہل دل کے در پر مجھے تو اختر سکون دل گر ملا تو بس اہل دل کے در پر تو ان کے در کو میں اپنا مسکن صمیم دل سے نہ کیوں بناؤں مجھے تو اختر سکون دل گر ملا تو بس اہل دل کے در پر تو ان کے در کو میں اپنا مسکن صمیم دل سے نہ کیوں بناؤں
سرو اختر the only place where I found سکون the only place where I found سکون is at the doors of those who are Allah wala. At the doors of the Allah Walas I found sukoon, that in their lives I could see sukoon. In their movement there was sukoon. In their ibadat there was sukoon. In their tilawat there was sukoon. In their tawafs there was sukoon. In their hajj there was sukoon. In their businesses there was sukoon. In their marriages and walimas also there was sukoon. In all those places where we would have become restless, full of anxieties, worries, we found sukoon in their lives. Because they had their hearts connected with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala causes sakina to descend upon their hearts. So he says, when that is the case, then why should I not make that my home? Why should I not give my heart to the Ahlullah, to the Allah walas? Because that is where I found sukoon. Because giving my heart to them is giving my heart to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala make us of those people. May Allah Ta'ala make us of those who have got Allah in their hearts. And those who have got sukoon. And those who turn towards Allah Ta'ala. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala protect the Muslim Ummah from the onslaught of the enemies. And Allah Ta'ala change the conditions.
یار رہے یارب تو میرا اور میں تیرا یار رہوں यार रहे यार अब तू मेरा और मैं तेरा यार रहूं, मुझको फकत तुझ से हो मोहब्बत, खल्क से मैं बेजार रहूं, हर दम जिक्रो फिक्र में तेरे मस्त रहूं सरशार रहूं, होश रहे ना मुझको किसी का तेरा मगर होशियार रहूं, अब तो रहे बस तादा में आखिर विरदे जुबां ए मेरे इला ला इलाह इल्लल्लाह 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 ला इलाह इल्लल्लाह, तेरे सिवा माबूदे हकीकी कोई नहीं है कोई नहीं, तेरे सिवा मकसूदे हकीकी कोई नहीं है कोई नहीं, तेरे सिवा मौजूदे हकीकी कोई नहीं है कोई नहीं, तेरे सिवा मशहूदे हकीकी कोई नहीं है कोई नहीं, अब तो रहे बस तादा में आखिर विरदे जुबां ए मेरे इला ला इलाह इल्लल्लाह 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 ला इलाह इल्लल्लाह, दोनों जहां में जो कुछ भी है सब है तेरे जेरे नगी, जिन्नो इंसो हूरो मलाइक अर्शो कुर्सी चरखो जमी, कोनो मकाम लायक सजदा तेरे सिवा ए नूरे मोबी, कोई नहीं है कोई नहीं कोई नहीं है कोई नहीं, अब तो रहे बस तादा में आखिर विरदे जुबां ए मेरे इला ला इलाह इल्लल्लाह 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 ला इलाह इल्लल्लाह, याद में तेरी सबको बुला दूं कोई न मुझको याद रहे, तुझ पर सब घर बार लौटा दूं खाने दिल आबाद रहे, सब खुशियों को आग लगा दूं गम से तेरे दिल शाद रहे, सबको नजर से अपनी गिरा दूं तुझसे फकत फरियाद रहे, अब तो रहे बस तादा में आखिर विरदे जुबां ए मेरे हिला ला इलाह इल्लल्लाह ला इलाह illallah, illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ. نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ. نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ. اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر, چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ. اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر, چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ. نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ. اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر, چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ. مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں, گو بد کردار و نامسیح. مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں, گو بد کردار و نامسیح. تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب, بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ. Oh Allah, if there is no one more sinful than myself, no one indulging in more vices and evils than myself, no one a bigger shaitan than myself, then oh my Allah, you too are ghaffar, most forgiving. You dearly love forgiveness. You love those who turn towards you. You love those who repent. You love those who shed tears of remorse and regret before you. So, Ya Allah, forgive my sins. Tu bhi magar ghaffar hai, Ya Rab. Bakhsh de mere sare guna. Don't leave any sin unforgiven. O Allah, wine which is haram, but when it turns to vinegar, it becomes halal. Ya Allah, so many things in this world, due to the heat of the sun, or to the light of the moon, or to so many other factors, they change their properties. We put fertilizer at the root of the rose flower. The fertilizer smells. Terrible odor, terrible stink. Contains so much of impurities. And oh Allah, look at your Qudrat. After some time, that same fertilizer becomes the means of such fragrant flower, going to the root, it is full of smell and filth and impurity. And after that, when the flower blooms, it is nothing but fragrance. So Ya Allah, our sins are like that, like the fertilizer. Change it, my Allah, to that fragrant rose. نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ، اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر، چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ، مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں گو بد کردار و نام سیاہ، تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب، بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ، اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر ورد زباں اے میرے الہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔ اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے، اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے، اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے، اللہ جل جلالہ، اللہ 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 Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله.
دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ. سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے, غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے, پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے, اس کے نام کی گن گاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ. الا اللہ 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 الا اللہ.
ہواؤ حرص والا دل بدل دے, میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے, بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے. ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے, میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے, بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے. گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں, گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں, بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے, بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث O my beloved Allah, O my Rahim Allah, O my Kareem Allah, O my most forgiving Allah, most compassionate Allah, most loving Allah, most generous Allah, most kind Allah, most tolerant Allah, most beneficent, most merciful Allah, O my most beautiful Allah. We are turning towards you, my most beloved Allah. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you. Ya Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. We are not bragging about our sins. We are not justifying our sins. We are indeed the most sinful ones on the surface of this earth. My beloved Allah, there is no one more sinful than us. But, O my beloved Allah, you are most forgiving. You dearly love forgiveness. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us that something that is most beloved to you is the forgiveness of sins. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afu anna ya kareem. Hey, mere Mawla, we are extending our begging bowls before you. Hey, Rabbe Kareem, hey, Rabbe Kareem. Ay Rabbe Kareem, we are extending our begging bowls before you. My Allah, don't return our bowls empty. Ya Allah, you have attached these bowls to our bodies so that we may extend them before you any part of the day or night. Ya Allah, you are listening to us. This very moment you are listening to us. You are watching us. Ya Allah, the tears of nadamat and shame which roll down our cheeks are before your gaze and sight. Ya Allah, hum gunegar hai, siyakar hai, badkar hai, mujrim aur khatakar. Hum sab kuch hai bande magar tere hai. Siwaye tere koi thikana nahi hai, ya Rab, jidhar bhi jao. Siwaye tere koi thikana nahi hai, ya Rab, jidhar bhi jao. Kise ghame jaan o dil dikha, sunao. Kise zakhme jigar dikhao. Ya Allah, hum teri taraf rujoo karte hain. We are turning towards you. Ya Allah, forgive us. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members, and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh, my beloved Allah, you who bless billions of people with sight, when we look right and we look left, we look in front of us and behind us that no one is watching, we consider you to be the only one that's blind and everyone else of sight. Vere Allah, this great and major sin of ours, forgive us. Ya Allah, forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. Every sin that we commit, Ya Allah, we make use of some bounty of yours to commit that sin. If we watch haram, then we are using the bounty of sight. If we're listening to haram, then it is that great ni'mat of hearing. If we are speaking haram, then it is that great ni'mat of speech. If we are touching haram, it is that great ni'mat of touch. If we are walking towards haram, then it's that great ni'mat of feet that we are using. If we are fantasizing about haram, then it is that great ni'mat of imagination Ya Allah, when we are using our wealth in some haram places, then again it's your ni'mat. Ah, my beloved Allah, how tolerant you are. In spite of us using all your bounties for your disobedience, yet you give us so much to eat, to drink, to wear, shelter above our heads, our heart, liver, lungs, kidneys, bladders, everything functioning, our sight, our hearing and our speech. Oh my beloved Allah, tujh jaisa pyara khuda mere Allah koi nahi, tere siwa koi maabood nahi. There is no Allah besides you. There is no Khaliq besides you. There is no Maqsood and Masjood besides you. Ya Allah, we are therefore turning towards you. Change the condition of our lives. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Change the condition of our hearts by you. It is not difficult for you, my beloved Allah, to change the condition of our hearts. At present we enjoy haram, we enjoy sins, we enjoy vices and evils. We enjoy drinks and drugs and adultery and fornication and watching haram and listening to haram. Oh my beloved Allah, the Sahaba Ikram radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, the Tabi'in, the Taba Tabi'in, the Awliya'i Siddiqeen, the Mashayikh-i Haq, Ya Allah. They do so much of ibadah, zikr, tilawat. And then they say, oh my Allah, we haven't been able to do justice. Or ek hum hai, my beloved Allah, we do all the things that are sinful, haram, displeasing to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we go on smiling and laughing and advertising our sins in the newspapers, television and all kinds of media. Ha, my Allah, hamare hal par raham farma. Give us the realization, my beloved Allah, that in sins there's nothing but restlessness, anxieties, worries and problems. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to do that which is pleasing to you. Fill our hearts with your love, with your muhabbat, with yaqeen in you, with tawakkul in you, with trust in you. Bless us with such a bond with you, such a bond with you, my beloved Allah, that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. Give us a taste and enjoyment and the sweetness of that bond with you. Ya Allah, make our yaqeen strong and firm in you. Ey mere pyare Allah, mere Rahim, Kareem Allah. Remove from our hearts the love of evil, the love of sins, the love of haram. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us true ashiks of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless us with ittiba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, we are turning towards you. Ya Allah, everything is in your control. Our life in your control. The ground on which we walk on your, in your control. The heavens and the earth in your control. Ya Allah, hum teri taraf rujoo karte, we are turning towards you. Ya Allah, bless us all with good health. Those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa. Whether they are in hospitals, in clinics, in homes, amongst us, whosoever may have undergone operations, Ya Allah, may have met up with accidents and suffered injuries and pains. Ya Allah, throughout the world where the Ummah is suffering due to bombs that are raining upon them, the destruction of their homes, the destruction of their properties, the destruction of lives. Ah, my beloved Allah, remove that pain and the suffering and the hardships and the difficulties. Ya Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Those who are weak, give them strength. Ya Allah, those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plenty full of halal risk and remove their difficulties. Oh, my beloved Allah, unite the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, unite the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Very Allah, my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam left the ummah as one body and one soul. How much of division, disunity, friction we have caused. Very Allah, unite the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless us all with ikhlas in all our actions and our deeds. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with ikhlas, with sincerity. Let us do all our deeds and actions solely for your pleasure. Oh my beloved Allah, this world is temporary. We have to leave this world and come to you. Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. We have to account for our deeds and our actions. My beloved Allah, we are very, very weak. We are great sinners. What are we going to account? How are we going to account? Where Allah, on the day of judgment, don't test us. Enters into Jannat without any reckoning. Ya Allah, cause us to cross pull Sirat like lightning. Enters into Jannat without any reckoning. In the company of my beloved Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba-e kiram, the tabi'in, 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 and mashayikh. Ya Allah, enter our families into Jannat. Enter the ummah into Jannat. Cause the winds of Hidayat to blow throughout the world and continents. Bless each and every person with Iman and Islam. Make them worthy of entry into Jannat. But those who have made up their minds, they will not accept Islam and they will continue with the persecution and torture. They will continue to rain their bombs upon the Ummah. They will continue destroying the property, the life of the Ummah. Then, my Allah, shake them like you shook the Aad and the Samud. Oh, my beloved Allah, rain the stones upon them like you rained it upon Qawm Lut. Ya Allah, shake the ground beneath their feet. Ya Allah, destroy them with flood waters. Ya Allah, cause friction and disunity amongst their ranks. Cause their plans to fail, my beloved Allah. Unke schemo ko fail kar de. Unke plans ko fail kar de. Where Allah, you are the decider. Oh, my beloved Allah, it's because of our weakness, because of our shortcomings, because of our sins that we are suffering so much. And we cannot seem to gain victory anywhere. Ya Allah, change our condition. Forgive our sins. Mere pyare Allah, jab maut ka waqt aaye, to don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco, cinema, theater, casino. In watching some filthy film, reading some filthy magazine, in adultery, fornication, popping drugs in our mouths. Ah, my Allah, don't let any embarrassment, shame, humiliation, disgrace to come upon us for the family or the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, let the angel of death find us in an action that is pleasing to you. Take us to Madina Tayyiba. Ya Allah, let our death be in Madina Tayyiba. At the rosa of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With as-salatu wa s-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu wa s-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa s-salamu alayka ya khayr khalqillah. Haa, hamari roh jhoopti hui tere paas aa jaye. Mere Allah, hey mere pyare Allah, hamare haal par raham farma. Ya Allah, bless us with barakat in our businesses, in our homes, in our lives, in our time, in our children, in every ni'mat and bounty of yours. Ya Allah, in this month of July, our Durban becomes, my Allah, a place of nothing but sins, sins and sins. We as believers in you also get caught in those sinful areas, in those sinful places, in those sinful and haram establishments. Ya Allah, hamari hifazat farma. Distance us from those sinful places. Ya Allah, let us be conscious of your presence at all times. Let us be aware that our life is in your control. Ya Allah, any time the angel of death can strike the sword on our necks. Ya Allah, don't let us be in any kind of haram establishment or place. Ya Allah, teri raza ke amal karne ki taufeeq ata farma. Ya Allah, accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Tabligh o daawat ki mehnat qubool farma. Gasht taaleem ko qubool farma. Masajid madaris ko qubool farma. Khanqao ko qubool farma. Protect the haramain sharifain. Protect the haramain sharifain. Protect masjid aqsa. Protect all our masajid. Protect all institutions of deen. Ya Allah, you are well aware of all the desires, the wishes, the good aspirations that are in the hearts of each and every one who has raised his or her hand this part of the night before you. What else has kept us here, my beloved Allah, except that we have great hope in acceptance of our du'as by you. Ya Allah, we have taken your Mubarak name, Salat and Salam upon Rasul Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Allah, fulfill those good wishes, good desires, good aspirations. Jo bhi nek murade aur tamanna hai, usko pura kare. Whatever those good wishes are, you are well aware, my Allah. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardships, the problems, the pain, the suffering, the sicknesses, the diseases that each and every individual is suffering from who has raised his or her hand before you. Ya Allah, remove those difficulties, problems, pain and suffering. Tere siwa koi sahara nahi, tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all his life he made duas for us. How much he begged for us, how much he cried for us, how much of his blood was shed for us. Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless our wives and children with that goodness, our parents with that goodness, the ummah with that goodness, our family members with that goodness. And from all the corruption, mischief, fitnas, and especially that of the Dajjal, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim. Wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين